Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I was a little late getting back in the studio, Dan. Buck in here with us this morning. And, of course, Dan gets to work every morning, and he's been making coffee. And I went out to get myself a big cup of it.
Yeah.
Because mine was only about half full.
I used the house blend, which you like.
And I was using the pump for the creamer in there.
Yes.
And it caught the lid of my coffee cup as I pulled it away, and I spilled it everywhere.
No.
So I've spent my entire last 4 minutes cleaning up coffee all over the kitchen.
Did it go all over the sugars and everything too?
Because the pumps are under them.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it soaked them all or not. I cleaned it up to the best of my ability. Sorry about that. I'm a bit of a klutz.
We know who to blame.
If there's a hole in the ground, I'll fall into it. If there's coffee to spill, I'll spill it.
If there's a duck blind to step off of, I will step off of it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that stunk. But thank you for making the coffee, because at least I could refill my cup, and it's nice and hot. So.
At least I can do.
I appreciate that, my friend. Tell you what, we got Evan Brown coming up. We're going to talk more about a new change in gun laws. Of course, it is 2A Tuesday as well. We'll get to Mark Walters next hour, and I can let him address that as well. But I got a new way of handling guns in Delaware, and how in the world they got this in place despite Supreme Court rulings, I have no idea. This will have to end up in front of the Supreme Court at some point.
You're not going to believe it.
We'll talk to Evan about it.
People are not going to believe that they got this through.
Honestly, it's kind of crazy. And then John Lamping at the bottom of the hour with a couple of issues. Of course, the St. Charles County executive's race. John Patterson, who is the current speaker of the Missouri House, has already announced that he is running for Senate. So I guess that I'm assuming he's termed out in the House. So the logical course down there is that they then find a Senate seat they want and they run for Senate. And he's already got the governor. He's got a big fundraiser coming up. A lot of big wigs are already pulling for him to be in the Senate. What does that mean? I mean, I have never successfully gotten John Patterson on this show, despite numerous attempts. Whenever I've tried to get him on, he pushes it off on somebody else in his leadership. That makes me a little suspicious of who John Patterson is. I've only met him once. I've been to Jeff City a couple of times, made it a point to try to go by and meet him. I've only shaken hands with the guy one time. That's before he became speaker, and he's never agreed to come on the show. I don't know. I have questions. So we'll talk to John Lamping about that. Maybe he knows of him or knows him a little bit better. We'll see about that. And, of course, we got Todd Pyro coming up as well at about 7:20 this morning. So there's lots and lots to talk about out there in the world right now, in addition to the Epstein files. I'm so tired of talking about this. But here's what I loved about it is that meme that said, only Donald Trump could now get the Democrats to endorse Jeffrey Epstein. Like they're now in they now are coming out in support of releasing all of these files. They claimed they wanted it, but they didn't do it when they were in power. They asked Chuck Schumer about it. He misunderstood the question and said, there's no excuse. They're like, why didn't Biden release the files? Well, that there's no excuse. He either spoke the truth or he didn't understand the question, because there's no reason the Democrats couldn't have released all this 4 years ago. You know, if there was some sort of smoking gun Bill Clinton.
Oh, do you understand how many Democratic and probably some Republican donors are list?
Hollywood A-listers.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. How many times people like Bill Gates was down there? I mean, there's clear evidence that Gates was deeply connected with Epstein. These are people who give millions to these lawmakers, and they've been pushing and pushing, release it all, release it all. Wait till he get, if there is any smoking guns, it's going to bury some Democrats.
This is Donald J. Trump in 2015. Had just announced he was going to run for president, was on with a couple of radio hosts talking about Hillary Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein. In 2015, this is what Donald Trump had to say about Jeffrey Epstein. Listen to this.
You raised the question of Jeffrey Epstein in your remarks about in the Q&A.
Well, I think he's got a problem. I mean,
what do you think
I'm
the problem will be?
I don't know, but that island was really a cesspool. There's no question about it. Just ask Prince Andrew. He'll tell you about it. The island was an absolute cesspool. So
the Clintons are friends,
and he's
of
been
yours,
there
right?
for many times.
The Clintons are friends.
Well, I can't say friends, but I know
you're friendly.
Them.
You know them.
They play at my clubs a lot. I have clubs, and everybody likes to play at my clubs.
Are you saying there's a political problem for her if she runs for president?
It could be a political problem. Look, he could be a political problem. Right now, he's Teflon, and right now, maybe not. But he could end up being a political problem.
Right now, he's Teflon.
Yeah. Back in 2015.
Now, that was prior to his arrest.
Well, he had been arrested in 2005, but this was prior to him being rearrested, I believe. Because this date on this was 2015, was the interview. Apparently, Hillary Clinton was running or talking about running for president, and he brought up the fact that Epstein could end up being an issue for them because he knows that Bill Clinton's name's on there a lot. It didn't sound like he had any particular concern about himself. He's the one that banned Epstein from his clubs, and he knew that the island itself was a cesspool, as he referred to it.
Right.
So I don't know what is in there that he's so worried about. If he was, he's now agreed to have it released. There's supposed to be a vote on that today at some point. So we'll see what happens.
How about that clip yesterday? The congresswoman who was talking with Jeffrey Epstein during
texting with him during a hearing. The Democrats.
During a hearing to get questions from Epstein to cross examine the attorney general at the time in 2019. I was like, what? She was texting in real time with Epstein to get information and dirt to help with her cross examination during the hearing. I'm like, why is that not a bigger story?
And they asked Hakeem Jeffries about that yesterday, and he didn't want to talk about
it. Of course he did.
Of course he didn't want to talk about it, because they were trying to get some information out of Epstein all about damaging Trump. That's all it's ever about.
Right.
All right, I need to get to a quick short list here, because I'm going to run out of time. Ethan, hit it, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
She's entitled to her opinions. I've said this before. She's a great creature and a creation of the media. If she can't understand that socialism is for morons, and she's elected, we're in deep trouble.
Just love that guy.
John Kennedy is the best. If AOC can't understand that socialism is for morons and she's elected to the Senate, we're in deep trouble. Amen.
We've seen masked, heavily armed agents in paramilitary garb driving unmarked cars, targeting American citizens based on their skin color, racially profiling and picking up random people in parking lots and off of our sidewalks.
Yeah. Now add Josh Stein, the governor of North Carolina, to the long list of people to be held responsible when the next ICE agent is targeted with violence because of lies like that that he's spewing all over the airwaves.
So if we think there's a problem in Seattle where you have a very, very liberal/communist mayor. But if we think there's going to be a problem, we'll... Johnny, can I say we will move? I don't think you're going to have this problem, but we're going to move the event to someplace where it's going to be appreciated.
Threatening to move the World Cup from Seattle.
Love
it. They just elected a communist mayor up there, and he's not sure they can guarantee safety and a bunch of other things. I love that he's willing to stand up and challenge these crazies, because that's exactly what they are.
DHS says ICE arrested 31-year-old Afor Bazarov on November 9th in Kansas. The agency says Bazarov entered the United States illegally in February 2023. He was arrested by Border Patrol and then released.
And then he went out in Pennsylvania and got a commercial driver's license. An illegal arrested, released back into the country, and they gave him a commercial driver's license. And now he's been arrested for that in Pennsylvania. And people are asking questions up there to Shapiro and the others. How did this happen?
There's
how
thousands.
How do you let this get through the system?
Yeah, there's thousands. I mean, there's not a doubt in my mind. Thousands of illegals have driver's license, and including CDL licenses. And these states that are giving these out without proper documentation need to be held accountable. Every time they kill somebody, that state should have to be paying through the nose.
Maybe that governor.
Yeah. Oh, like make it personal.
Where does the buck stop? No pun intended.
I think they're probably exempt from prosecution.
I know.
But the
still.
State's not. The state can be sued for giving away. But see, they don't care if tax dollars, you know, and taxpayer dollars go to some individual, right? It's not their money. So they're just going to continue these woke policies. Mm. And it's a shame. I mean, to think there are people out there, you know, with 10,000-pound tractor trailers who are
more
not licensed,
yeah,
can't speak English, don't know the rules of the road, don't have any accountability. It's unbelievable.
It really is unbelievable. Coming up, we'll get to Evan Brown. He'll talk about something else that's unbelievable, what the state of Delaware has just instituted when it comes to gun rules.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We'll be back in just a minute. Well, fitting that today is 2A Tuesday. We always do a segment on Tuesday mornings at 7:35 called 2A Tuesday, dealing, giving you heads up on gun laws or regulations or lawsuits that have been filed across the country on issues like that. And right now, the state of Delaware is grabbing a few headlines because of what a judge is allowing up there. And we've got Eben Brown from Fox News Radio covering that story this morning with more details on it. Eben, what has the judge allowed in Delaware?
Well, the judge is just simply allowing or has allowed a law to take effect. This law was passed by the state legislature and signed by the governor. And it is a law to create a purchasing permit for handgun purchases within Delaware. So if you wish to buy a handgun in Delaware, you must first apply for a permit to make that purchase. And that means you have to be background checked. You have to submit your fingerprints and whatnot, and then wait to be approved. And then you get approved for the purchasing permit, then you can make the purchase. Coincidentally, in Delaware, you're not required to have a permit or license to own the handgun, nor are you required to have a license or permit for openly carrying one. You need one for concealed carry. But this is a barrier, at least the people who don't like the law are saying, this is a barrier to actually purchasing the firearm to begin with. Not to mention, remember, when you go to purchase one, you're supposed to be background checked anyway,
right,
by federal law. So this is a way to, because if you were to own the firearm in Delaware without ever wanting to carry concealed, you would never need a permit, theoretically. Therefore, you wouldn't be submitting your fingerprints. Now, the law would require you to submit your fingerprints just because you wish to buy one.
Now, they do that something like that in Illinois with their firearm owner's ID card, which every Illinois resident is forced to do with the background check and all that before they can go and purchase a firearm or ammunition or any of that in the state of Illinois. Yeah. And that's been challenged in court. I don't know how long it's going to take before it gets to the Supreme Court. But in Delaware now, so in other words, you have to go through this, but you don't. Is it retroactive? Do you know, like, do current gun owners who already own a gun have to go back through this?
The license, again, the permitting is for making the purchase.
A new purchase only.
Right. So you can't, you know, if you already bought the gun 3 years ago, you've already made the purchase. So you would essentially, I think, be grandfathered by that. You wouldn't have to go back and ask for a permit for the gun you already bought. I think that would certainly not hold up in court. This permit law is now being challenged, and the judge that is allowing the law, or has allowed as of last week anyway, to allow the law to take effect, meaning they're not going to enjoin it, but the challenge is ongoing.
And, the Second Amendment is not really a gray law. The Second Amendment is not giving us the right to bear arms. It clearly states that the government does not have the authority to infringe upon our rights. I mean, it's not, it was an amendment not written to give a right to citizens. It was a right to keep the government. In this case, this is a total infringement on people's right to bear arms.
And that may bear out in court. But remember this, in order to prove that your rights have been hampered or harmed in court, first, your right has to be hampered in the real world. So you can't always simply say the law has harmed the right and no one yet has been harmed by it. So if you're suing before the law takes effect, and
well,
sometimes you do this just,
see.
To get the,
yeah.
just to get the docket going. But first, someone has to try to, in this case, someone would have to try to make a purchase without having the permit and being told no. And then they would have cause to sue, saying my rights under the Second Amendment have been harmed. So that's one way of proceeding. So in the meantime, if the law just took effect and the lawsuit was filed in advance of the law taking effect, the judge may be saying here, okay, look, we have to let the law stand because it actually hadn't been used yet. So now it's come onto effect. Now someone can actually proceed with their case saying that this new law has harmed me.
And good point. Let me guess, there's a fee.
Of course there's a fee. Of course there's a fee.
Isn't there always?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I'll bet there is. Eben, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Take care, guys.
All right, we'll see you now. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it's not only going to be a fee. It'll probably find a way to annually you have to update it so they can keep getting more fees.
That's exactly
it'll
what it is.
It'll be like an annual tax. Yes. Once they have your information. Now, my question, I didn't get a chance to ask him, does the law specify where this information gets held?
In other words, is it held by the state? Is it shared with the feds? Is it, you know, I mean, this is very private information. They're fingerprinting you.
Well, and it's what, like, it's the
I'm
arrogance.
Not a criminal. Why am I being treated like a criminal simply to exercise a right?
We'll ask Mark Walters that question when we get him up here in the next hour. Yeah, you got to wonder, what the arrogance on the part of the state to think that somehow they're going to find something in their background check that the FBI or the ATF wouldn't find when they do their background check on you, exactly. Which is already required. But you have to jump through the hoops twice. Oh, and pay the state a fee.
Oh.
Did I mention that? Hmm. Interesting. Hmm. All right, back with John Lamping right after this.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
People keep looking to government for the answer, and government's the problem. Government would shut the doors and sneak away for about 3 weeks. We'd never miss them.
Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want?
Freedom!
Always. We've got former Senator John Lamping on the line this morning. John, good Tuesday morning to you.
Mark, Dan, great to be back with you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it seems like it has. That is very true. It's great to have you on this morning. I guess first off, I got a flyer mailed to me yesterday. Somebody sent it to me in a direct message about a John Patterson fundraiser. Apparently, after being a House leader now, he is running for Senate next year, it looks like.
Yeah, it's a very unusual occurrence that the Speaker of the House would then actually enter into the Senate. Most of the time when a speaker leaves his office, he easily has seven figures in a campaign account and has an eye towards higher office or just an eye towards doing something else in politics away from going back into the General Assembly. The last person to do this was Ron Richard. And this was in 2010, and Ron was the Speaker of the House, and then he's the only person to ever be both the Speaker of the House and then the President of the Senate. So it's safe to say that that Patterson will be the state senator. This is it's kind of a moderate-ish district, and he'll enter the race with $1.5 million or thereabouts. And I think that he will be the candidate, and he will ultimately prevail, given his money advantage.
Well, and the fact that the governor is basically endorsing him by showing up at his campaign kickoff tonight, and some other big names in there as well.
Yeah, this was always my expectation that, and Patterson is a moderate, like he's a moderate, like Keogh's a moderate, and that Keogh would not just sit in the governor's mansion and watch the Senate races unfold, that he would be very active in them. He knows the importance of having a Senate that's on the same side as you on certain issues. And I think this will be the first of many. Out here in St. Charles County, I'm represented by Nick Schroer, and he's the lone member of the Freedom Caucus these days. And I know they're trying to add some members, but this won't be a seat where they get it. I do have to say that, the governor's decision to come out publicly last week and announced the fact that he intends to pursue the elimination of the income taxes is really a huge win for all of Missouri. And I think on some level, if a very conservative person wanted to go down this path, it might be easier for it to be stopped. But I think that this is one of those things that both the moderates, if the moderate governor wants to eliminate the income tax, we know the conservative General Assembly will follow along.
Well, I was just disappointed that I've never been able to get Patterson on the radio, ever. Despite all of our requests, he's never been on this radio show. He's always pushed me off of one of his underlings, and I found that very disappointing. Not that he's required to be on this show, but if you want to talk to a conservative audience in the greater St. Louis area, you better be. I guess he has no interest in that.
He's a very odd bird. He's not conservative by any definition. I mean, he's not 100% pro-life. He does benefit by the fact that his district is a moderate district. He kind of represents, if it were St. Louis County with a little bit of St. Charles County in it, but mostly St. Louis County, you'd be hard pressed to be super conservative and hold office. And he's not hard pressed at all. He's not super conservative. So I would think that he'd be avoiding your show like the plague.
John, how has he been elevated, as you mentioned, first House Speaker and soon to be Senate Speaker, how did he ascend as a moderate in a conservative red state? I don't get it.
Speaker of the House is almost always determined by the lobby corps. So you come in, you only have four terms as in the House. So you get there as a freshman, and in order for you to fit the timeline of becoming speaker in your last 2 years, you really have to jump into leadership almost right away, or certainly by your second year. And there are 100 and, you know, there's 163 House seats, 110, 112 of them are Republican. They're in all different parts of the state, little tiny seats. Each person represents about 35,000 people. And so what happens is the lobby corps, they know every single rep. They'll go down into every little district, and they will support a House rep for you know, their events, and if they're walking in parades, and they'll be whispering in their ear the whole time. And ultimately, that's who chooses the speaker. And that's why the speaker usually leaves office with at least $1 million in his campaign account, with no expectation that would come back to the caucus. What happened with Peterson is he'll be able to be a kingmaker in the Senate. So he won't need all that money to win his office, but he'll be able to support a lot of other senators as they run for office. And ultimately, I would expect him to be in leadership pretty quickly in the Senate.
Yeah, it's basically a big slush fund that they leave there with, right. To be honest. So let's talk, John, very quickly about the St. Charles County executive's race. It seems to me that with Elman getting back into this race, it's a pretty clear indication they were in panic mode that Bill Igel might be the next county executive.
Yeah, since we last spoke, Steve Elman's come out, obviously, and he's now running, and he's not in favor of Bill's politics for sure, and on some level the field will be cleared a little bit. I know Mike Elam has now left the race, but I think he made a mistake in terms of his timing. This gives Bill, you know, a long runway. If Bill goes out and campaigns as hard as he does when he campaigns, and in this instance, you know, he's not running for governor. It's statewide. It's right here in his backyard. He gets to go to bed every night and sleep where he's campaigning. I think that Bill can actually pull us out just by, you know, bare knuckles, hard campaigning, just being everywhere all the time. I think if Ailman was a little bit too cute, I think he probably should have waited maybe until the spring. And, you know, not that Bill wouldn't have been campaigning hard, but now Bill knows exactly what he has to do, and I think he has more than enough time to do it.
Did you see the article in the Missouri Independent about Igel's fundraising?
Yeah, that's just someone who's been in office for a long period of time, especially if you run a statewide, to have issues with your campaign account is kind of like, hey, you know, it's a day of the week that ends in Y. It's pretty standard stuff. The press doesn't like Bill. And so anything that Bill does that they don't like is going to be headline news. So no big deal there.
So, John, I had just a quick question regarding gambling. Of course, sports betting opened in the casinos yesterday. December 1st, it goes legal statewide. Is there going to be any level of citizen accountability to the funds that the hundreds of millions they say it's going to generate in new tax dollars of where and how that money actually gets dispensed? It just seems like in the history of gambling, they just reduce general funds to certain things and nothing really gets increased.
It's a complete money grab. I mean, even like what you're speaking of is the casino boats, that whole thing was supposed to go to education. And
right. And
so it went into that bucket, and then they just took money out of the general education.
Revenue,
it's the same thing. Yeah, there's no you know, it's a money grab. The industry wanted to be here. They make money. They sold it to the consumer or to the voters. You know, it's like I don't know if you're paying close attention, but like all the promises made about the marijuana industry have all fallen way, way short. The industry is not anywhere what it was supposed to be. It's not as robust. There's not as much tax dollars being raised. And what you're finding is more and more incidents of really bad things are happening to especially young people with the legal marijuana industry. I think you see the same thing happen in the gambling industry. We're seeing it at a professional level. In a place like Missouri, it wouldn't shock me. They end up having gambling on high school football or something.
Oh,
but we'll see.
Yeah, I would not be surprised either.
You can get a line on anything pretty much these days, right?
Yeah, that CBC SLU game, you know.
Yeah.
Well, how long before those players get NIL money, right? So you get paid $25,000 to be a wingback at CBC. That's just a matter of time.
Disgusting. It's just a matter of time. Yep.
All right, John. Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Yep. Great being with you.
Talk to you soon, John Lamping. There, former Missouri senator. He just speaks a lot of bold truth about Missouri politics.
Well,
that's
and
why
if,
I love
if,
him
if
on
there's
here.
Truly $250 million or $250 million a year going to be generated,
it won't
in tax,
generate.
That no,
much.
Of course it won't. But if there was, wouldn't we be able to see a tax reduction on sales tax, income tax, something?
You'd
right?
Think
to,
the Hancock to, amendment would step in there at some point, right?
Right? Yeah. Say, well, wait a minute, you got this new funding. Let's,
but that won't happen.
Let's give taxpayers a break here.
It'll oddly end up somewhere else.
Yeah.
Very strange, like it always does. All right. A quick break here. We'll get to you in other news. Next hour, Todd Pyra, host of Fox and Friends First.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
I almost feel like we need to have Nicole Murray for this story that I'm about to read to you here. Just to get her insight on this, as somebody who's still in the dating world, right?
Yes, yes.
So there's a hedge fund billionaire giving dating advice to young men. His name is Bill Ackman. He's actually a pretty major MAGA donor. And he's worried about the dropping rate of people getting married and producing children and all that stuff. And he's like, here's a little dating advice. People seem to be awkward on this these days. But what almost always worked for me was to walk up to a young lady that I was interested in and say, may I meet you? That's it. That's his pickup line.
Huh.
May I meet you? And he argued that it almost always worked, like 90% of the time. And he is getting slammed on social media for boiling this down and making it too simple.
Too quiet.
Like, well,
too,
if I
too easy.
If I had $9.3 billion in the bank, I could meet people too. But
I'd like, make some friends.
I was about to ask that. Was that before or after the billion
well,
dollars?
He claims it's how he would meet women like in his early dating years. So before he was a billionaire, he's like, it was pretty simple. Why is it so difficult now?
I don't know.
But yeah. If you had a billion, you would be a little more leery of somebody's intentions, right?
I'd hate to say you could buy somebody's love, but you could probably buy somebody's love.
It's like Amazon or Amazon Prime. Look at Bezos. Like, yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but he's getting a little bit of grief online. Yeah, it must be easy for him, kind of blah, blah, blah kind of thing. But I don't know.
I think the best pickup line is 6'7".
No.
No. Hey, did you know 6'7 is the word of the year?
Yes.
According to dictionary.com, did you guys read that? So dictionary.com every year picks like the new word of the year, and 6'7 was nominated. Most people don't even know where it derived
My
from.
My teenager drives me nuts with this, and they don't know where it derives from either.
Yeah, so social trends, everybody's out there. People thought it was tied to a 6'7 basketball player. It's not. It goes back to a song, actually.
Yes.
Called Doot Doot was the name of the song. It was a Philadelphia-based rapper named Skrilla, who in the song said 6'7", and apparently it
Everybody
has some...
started saying it.
Yeah, has some gang connotations to it. But now it's in grade schools. I know a school teacher who says it drives her nuts. She hears 6'7", like 30 times a day.
Somebody said all these kids saying 6'7", learning need to learn something about 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, that I think they're onto something.
But the word of the year, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we have broken ourselves down to. Dictionary.
It's not even a word.
I know. It's not a word. It's a number.
All right. So a New York DoorDash driver is in trouble because they showed up to deliver food and the customer that they were delivering it to had passed out naked in his own home. So when they showed up, they found the guy, the customer passed out on his couch and took a video of it and like shared it apparently. And now he was in underwear, apparently not completely naked, or his underwear was around his ankles when he was laying on the floor. And now the driver was arrested last week for taking the video of the person when they arrived at the house.
Huh.
That's just a bad situation.
My customer requested that the order be left at the front door. When I arrived at their house, their front door was wide open, and they were within eyesight of the front door, laying on the couch, indecently exposed to me, says the DoorDash driver, who then snapped a picture of them, apparently.
Imagine the creepiness DoorDash drivers see throughout their week.
Not at all.
Thanks.
No, thank you. All right, coming up, we'll get to Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First, and our friend Mark Walters for Two-Way Tuesday.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.